What? This isn't my hotel room. Oh, nerd! I didn't see you at the graduation party. You holding up to read per usual? Yeah, I am downing far too much whiskey per usual. You're still reading in your graduation outfit, though? Lame. You should just come down and dance and party. Just once, now that school's done. Damn right I wore my old man's biker jacket to graduation. Miracle I'm even here in the first place. And even more of a miracle that I didn't get a chance to pour punch down your top before the ceremony finished. Ugh. Come on, nerd. This could be the last night we ever see each other. Don't you want one more fight for old time's sake? Nerd. Come on. We've been sparring since fifth grade. Are you seriously not even gonna miss me? Even a little? Oh, gonna be like that, huh? Alright, I know how to get your attention. See? Crawl under this blanket, rest my head in your lap, and now I have your attention. Surprise cuddles, mofo. You can glare all you want. I know you think I'm hot. Looks aren't everything? Damn, nerd can sass back. Well, I hope you won't mind if I continue to rest in your lap, since you're so unbothered by my presence. Petting my hair, huh? Thanks. It's nice to have you to myself. Been a long time, you know. Finals were nuts. Thanks for helping me with the English final. Why is English so dumb? It's so dumb. You smell really nice. Yeah? Is my hair soft? Good. I tried some of that conditioner you said. It's pretty good. Well, yeah. I take a lot of your advice. You're really smart. Well, I mean, I can't just tell you that. That means you win, and I don't know. Of course we're playing a game. Dumb bully versus a smart nerd. Nerd is smarter and more well-rounded, and the bully has to sit there and be humiliated and humbled. Nerd moves on, the better person. Bully gets left behind. And the game is over. Sorry, I've been such an asshole. I just didn't want the game to end before I was ready. But I can't make myself ready this time. Before, sure. Just a game, after all. A little chance to get some of that bad girl danger without committing. I get it. I'm a novelty. And normally, I just take some time to break myself as hard as possible so that I don't know. I can let go. It's like how you chain a mean dog, you know? Why not call myself a dog? It's all I know how to do. And that's the thing, you know? If you're a mean dog, chained up for biting and barking, it makes moments like this so hard. So fucking hard. I am a dog. See? A bitch. I just want to sit in someone's lap and get pet before the chain goes back on. I don't want the game to end yet. I don't. I don't want you to go away, and I don't understand why, because whatever good is in me should be struggling to let you go so you can have better, but I... Please, can I just... I just want to pretend that I'm not chained up for a little bit. Thank you. What do I see my future looking like? I don't. I figure I'll get shot by the cops or knifed during an altercation or something. Something that'll make sense when you ask yourself, I wonder what old Hannah's up to 10 years from now. In jail or dead, take your pick. I love you. I do. I asked a lot of people. I read a lot of books. Stared at a bunch of kittens. Adopted a bunch of kittens. So, I'm pretty sure I'm right on this. It's okay. You don't gotta say anything. I just wanted to say it before the game ends. Oh, and you know how I make jokes about your butt a lot? Yeah. It's a bitchin' ass. 10 out of 10. Anywho. Got you to laugh. That's something. It's a good way to end things, huh? Yeah. I love you. Don't think about it too hard. Don't think about me at all, if you can. After I wake up, because I'm gonna pass out on your lap now, okay? Okay. Night, honey.